Welcome to the Titletown Times, where we bring you everything coming out of 1265 Lombardi. And Victory Monday, once again, 3-0. The Packers beat the Denver Broncos 27-16. We didn't come out with a preview episode. Things were a little busy, but here we are celebrating the fact that we are 3-0 for the first time since 2015. I'm Nicholas Fargo, and with me is my co-host, Robert Martin.
And how does it feel, Packer fans? 3-0, baby.
Yes, it feels so good. Now, while 3-0 does feel good, we have to talk about some things for sure. And we're on a short week until Philadelphia comes by, albeit a very injury-hampered Philadelphia team. But we'll get to that in our Philadelphia preview. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was it seems like the Packers are living off of turnovers lately. The thing is, the offense is still finding its groove, so it's nice for the defense to create these opportunities that are practically gift-wrapped for our offense to score points.
Yeah, it surely is, and when the defense takes the ball away and gives our offense, who we can admit that it's not clicking on all cylinders, giving them a short field is a bonus.
Definitely. However, while the defense did play well, I do feel like Denver came in with a great game plan and their offense did a really good job in staying ahead of the sticks most of the day.
Offensive line for the Broncos did a really good job opening up some run lanes. In fact, one of the thumbs down things about our game yesterday was the run defense. Give credit to the Broncos. I mean, they had their offense on the field for what seemed like an eternity.
Right.
But what goes on is whatever.
Yeah, no kidding. Also, to me, it seemed like Blake Martinez looked kind of passive for most of the game. I think that the fine that he got for tackling last week made him hesitant. And the fine that he got was just outrageous for what he did. I mean, I didn't see anything that he did wrong versus Minnesota last week. But it seems like that fine made him a little more passive in tackling.
Absolutely. You want your middle linebackers to engage in the backfield. And Blake, yeah, I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, for sure. I get it that it's money and everything like that. But this just goes to show to me that the league is just becoming incredibly soft when it comes to tackling these days. And frankly, I think it's getting a little ridiculous.
I agree. I mean, how do you play this game? It's supposed to be physical, and the NFL fines players to no end.
Yeah, these players know what they signed up for when they got started playing football. Honestly, this is what they should have been expecting.
Absolutely, I agree, 100%.
Especially at the pro level, it's ridiculous. I also want to say that it was an up and down game for Marquez Valdes-Scantling. He had one really bad drop, but he also did make a couple of nice plays for sure.
Yeah,
especially
absolutely.
That touchdown.
Yeah, in a heads up play by Aaron Rodgers, drawing the defense offsides. And how many times have we seen that play?
True, he does it so well.
Yep.
Yeah. He does that very well, and good on MVS to get separation from his guys so we can get points there.
Interesting on that play, Devontae Adams just stopped. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was locked onto him when the defense was offsides. It's Aaron Rodgers' call to look 17's way, but he I don't know what happened in there in that play, but he just stopped. So kudos to Rodgers to look to a second option, which MVS stretched the field and 6 points.
Yeah, for sure. Also, Jair Alexander, I can't say enough good things about this guy. That turnover that he caused was absolute perfection.
Yes, it was. And Jair, once again, being the ball hawk that he is. And above that, I just love his swagger. I just can't put words on that. I mean, he just brings some swag to this defense, and he brought it from day one. It's just so impressive that the year two person can have the moxie that he does. I don't
for
see
sure
him quitting anytime soon.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And also, I loved getting Danny Vitale involved in the passing game. I wish he had gotten that touchdown, but still, way to get him involved.
Way to get him involved. And how athletic is this guy? I mean, he's a muscle head. I mean, look at his physique. He's just built like a brick house. And to get up the sideline like that and secure the ball and make a football play, I mean, I thought he was going to score for sure.
Right. Exactly. I feel the same way. And again, I wish he had gotten that touchdown, but oh well, we ended up still getting six.
Absolutely.
But on a negative note for this offense, I'm just absolutely over Jimmy Graham. Seriously, it's just embarrassing that they keep trying to try him out there, especially when they want their tight end to block. That's just not what Jimmy Graham does, and it's ridiculous. And this is just looking more and more like a terrible deal.
It really is. And you look back on the moment when we maybe could have re-signed Jared Cook and how athletic that guy was. And I know that's not the topic of our discussion right now, but Jimmy Graham looks slow. He looks old. He looks disinterested. I don't understand where they're going with this. They're constantly putting him on the field to do things that he's consistently not done well over a course of his entire career. I mean, he's known as being a very substandard blocker, and we put him in positions to do that, and it's just not working out.
Exactly, and that's why we have Mercedes Lewis, who is known widely as one of the best blocking tight ends in the game. So I don't understand. I don't know if it's trying to use trickery. I don't know if they're trying to make it not too obvious, but honestly, if you're going to run the ball and you need a tight end to run block, just put Mercedes Lewis in there. Deception is one thing, but execution and having the right personnel is what's going to get you success.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And I even think of Rob Tonyan, and I'm like, this guy is an up-and-coming, young, hungry tight end. He's shown the ability to do a lot of good things. And I just feel like Jimmy Graham is just kind of impeding his progress. Every time he's out there, he's taking reps from somebody who's ascending. I feel like Jimmy Graham is descending.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if it's because they don't want to feel like they wasted their money, but the fact is, yes, they wasted their money, and they need to just cut their losses at the end of this year and just say goodbye to Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, and again, you look at it as in a professional sport, sometimes the best decisions are when you're able to admit a mistake and move on rather than hold on to something because you're too proud or whatever the case may be. Look at New England. I mean, they tried AB. It was an experiment. It went south in a hurry. They got rid of him. He's gone. The Packers, although they don't have that sort of distraction, Jimmy Graham, they're not getting production, and it makes zero sense to me that he's still in the Packer uniform.
And I get it that they're still paying him a lot of money, but I'm saying at the end of the year, cut him, because I think that it won't be too much of a loss on the cap space if we wait until the end of the year and cut him. But seriously, stop, like, limit his reps.
Yeah, you know, if you need something in the red zone, he still may be a threat there. He's even shown very little there. Granted, he did catch the one touchdown, which basically halved from his total from last year. I think he got two touchdowns. So, I mean, we're paying a lot of money to do very, very little for us right now.
Exactly. And going to the defensive side of the ball, I don't know if the defensive line was trying to do more two gapping up front and were unable to get off their blocks, but the defensive line just looked like they were manhandled on those two long touchdown drives by Denver.
Yeah, and I was trying to get on that happening. And again, you know, we know that Adams is out. That's definitely a key cog in our defensive line, but It can't be just attributed to that. I think there was a lot of I thought some assignments were missed. I felt guys weren't as gap sound as they had been in the past. Maybe doing a little bit of gambling at times and just getting a little bit out of sorts. So I don't think it's going to be a trend. But you know what? Two games in a row now, they've given up around 150-plus yards. That's not going to get it done over the long haul. So we do have to stop the run. I foresee them, you know, coming out with hopefully a bounce back game in that space,
especially with how limited Philadelphia is in their run game. However, a positive thing about our defense, as if we can't say enough positive things about this defense, Preston, Zadarius, like what absolute gems that we found in free agency there.
absolute animals. And what I really like is the chemistry that they found with each other. I mean, they even do their interviews together. So, I mean, at the end of the day, they're so supportive of each other, feeding off each other, happy for each other's success. And that just goes so far. This chemistry is a real thing to a team's success, and we've got it.
Yeah, and also they let Gary in on their post-game interview this time around. I thought that was really cool because he got his first sack.
Yeah, he got his first sack, and he's had several pressures this year. Some people are down on Gary, and I don't really understand it. I think as a rookie coming in, he's flashed. He's done what they've asked of him, and he's learning from a couple of really good, young, hungry players. So, I mean, I only think Gary's arrow is pointing straight up.
Yeah, I agree. Although, I do need to say, I think you touched on this a little bit. The tackling definitely still needs work.
Yeah, there's far too many missed tackles. And to me, it seems like this team is playing downhill on defense. They're flying around better than I've seen in the past. However, you still, fundamental football, you still got to break down. You still got to keep the head up, and you can't be whiffing like they are. So hopefully if they shore those things up, I mean, I love the way they're flying around. But before you get that ball carrier, age-old thing all the way back to Pee Wee football, you still got to break down and make a play.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like a lot of the times they're trying to cause another turnover instead of rather getting the ball carrier down. I mean, yes, getting a turnover is nice, but if you really feel like you can't get the turnover, just get the guy down and avoid getting the first down.
Yeah, the best defenses as far as turnover creation are the ones that try to secure the tackle first and then have those that are following go for that football. I mean, at the end of the day, you still have to keep them to a minimal gain. If you don't get the ball out and you're going for that before the tackle, that's when they're ripping off these 10, 12, 15-yard runs. You've got to limit those.
Yeah, of course. One thing I do want to point out on the offensive line, Rogers said that his uniform was so clean this time around because the offensive line held up on a defensive front that includes Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. And apparently Aaron only got hit once that whole game, and it wasn't a sack. It was just a quarterback hit.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible. And of all the things that folks will know about a game, when you see Jamal Williams ripping off some really tough runs, you see the MVS catch, Devontae, although his numbers weren't gaudy, some of the plays that he did make, I mean, they're so slick to look at. But, you know, the offensive line keeping Rodgers not only clean, but super healthy. And I know they go probably hand in hand, but the fact is Rodgers is going to feel great for having this Thursday game coming up, and that's huge for us.
For sure. And one thing I did want to point out, Elgton Jenkins seemed to hold up well. I mean, the thing with offensive linemen is it's kind of like the opposite of your typical NFL player. If you don't hear their name, it's typically a good thing. We didn't hear Elgton Jenkins' name a lot, so that obviously means that he did all right to make himself not noticeable.
Yeah, if I remember the game, did he have one false start possibly? I think he might have had one penalty in that entire game, but I thought he held up really well. I mean, you didn't feel a lot of inside pressure at all. So yeah, I think he did a great job.
Yeah, good start for the rookie for his career. However, someone who did not have such a good day, Kevin King. It seems like he's got some trouble with turning his hips when receivers get separation.
Yeah, I think he also has a little bit of gambolitis in him too. So double moves are really kind of a thing for Kevin King. I know on that one long completion that he gave up, the receiver actually ran a little bit of a double move on him, or kind of more of a stop and go type of move.
Right.
But he did it right at the sticks, and you know what? That's the NFL, because oftentimes it's that quick turnaround hitch right at the sticks to get that first down and move the chains. But they kind of put it on him on that one.
Yeah, I agree. And I also want to point out that it was a great play by Savage for his first career interception. So happy for the kid. Although I hated that we had to challenge that it was even an interception.
Yeah, that was a rough. That's always rough when you have to challenge a play in which you'd like to think the naked eye would see that play. But again, the game is so fast, and we have the advantage of seeing it on a replay and different things. But you're right. I mean, you wish you don't have to use a challenge. But good for that kid. He's all football all the time. He's had his head in the playbook, obviously, because he hasn't. You know, I don't know that he's missed an assignment, and surely he seems pretty sure of what's being asked of him. As a rookie, yeah, we can't ask for more.
Yeah, even in training camp, people were raving about how smart he was and how much he just wanted to learn. Also, I absolutely love that this defense celebrates every big play together. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. The No Fun League of a few years ago opened up those restrictions a little bit and let these guys have a little more fun and celebration. And it's good for the game. Let's keep in mind, this is still entertainment. It's a game we all watch for that reason. And honestly, I love watching the Packers do that because it just shows a lot of camaraderie. And I just like seeing it when they're happy for their fellow teammate that makes a play. It doesn't always have to be about you. It's about the collective effort.
Exactly. And the team photos, as we both have the team photo that they took this time around as our Facebook cover photos. That was great.
Timely. That was funny.
Yeah, no kidding. You talked about Jamal Williams a little bit. He picked up some really tough yards and did a nice job in the passing game as well. I think in a post-game interview, he says that he plays better in the rain.
Yeah, you know what? And if you think about his style, it kind of does lend itself to maybe some weather type of games. I mean, he's kind of a rugged, get after type of runner in between the tackles and different things. Doesn't have a ton of shift to him, but man, does he grind out some tough yards. And I know that he got really excited leading up to this game because LaFleur talked about splitting carries more and wanted to get Jamal Williams more involved. Maybe Aaron Jones didn't love to hear that exactly, but there's carries to go around. And right now, we're not really getting – the running game is not really clicking like it should.
Right. And I think that's something that's going to build up as the season progresses, just like the rest of this offense. Peter Bukowski brought up an interesting graphic. Rodgers' numbers through 3 weeks this year were a lot better than his statistics in 2014, the year that he won his second MVP. So 3 weeks into the season does not dictate how an offense is going to perform.
No, absolutely not. And typically speaking, I know that Chad Johnson lately, or Ocho Cinco, we should probably call him, or has gone back to Chad Johnson. No, I can't keep up with it. But he's a big Davante Adams fan, and it's kind of grown with being a Green Bay Packers fan. He was just at Lambeau Field, and I saw a little video on Twitter where he was talking about the offense and not to worry, Packer fans, because it usually takes 4 to 5 weeks for an offense to really start clicking. So we'll see. I guess we're on week four, so hopefully we see that click.
And I think it is clicking more and more because our point total grows each week.
Yeah, it has grown each week, and Aaron Rodgers made note of that in his press conference. And at the end of the day, we're spoiled, in being a pack.
Mm-hmm.
More point than our opponent. Not everything has to be 100% efficiency because it's still a human game. There's going to be human error. Every team has it. So
correct. All in all, I got to say is there's lots to be happy about, but also a lot to work on by Thursday. I know that the Eagles are coming in injured. However, just like Aaron Rodgers said before the Denver game, don't treat any game like a trap game. Like, don't underestimate any opponent. Prepare like you would for any other opponent.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think about Philadelphia, and they just came off a brutal loss. Losing to Detroit on your home field when you're Philadelphia has got to sting a lot. That's probably a game in which you never take them for granted, but that's a game they probably feel like they should come away on the other side of it. They didn't, so they got to make up for it somewhere, and they're kind of a dangerous, wounded animal coming into Green Bay. We better be on our game if we want to win.
Yeah, and Denver was also a dangerous, wounded animal. But again, we won, so that's the point of it. All we have to do is just make sure that we take these extra, the short week to keep these plays fresh in our mind. And I think Aaron Nagler brought this up, possibly for the game on Thursday, just running the plays that you know are going to be successful. No experimentation or anything like that. Maybe it will shorten the playbook a little bit for them and make it simpler.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what can happen. And, they're starting to find their way, feeling out what's working. I feel like Aaron Rodgers, for one thing, is a little more get back in the back of his drop and get sort of the football. I don't see him, scrambling like his head's cut off, trying to wait for somebody to win a one-on-one like the old McCarthy days. I actually feel like this offense is starting to come around in that way. And LaFleur's scheme seems to be getting some guys open. But I do think it's just a matter of once again, I think the biggest thing is getting that play called on time. If it gets in on time, it seems to me like they have success.
Correct. But yes, this is Coach Matt LaFleur's third win as a Packer. Still no losses. He joins good company and Vince Lombardi starting out 3-0. How many times are we going to hear his name with Vince Lombardi's together? I know it's no comparison, but it's still fun to think about.
It really is. And you know what? He seems like a genuinely nice guy as well. Seems to have the right perspective. And obviously, it appears as such that the players love him. They love playing for him. But I think he does hold him accountable as well. He's got a really good blend. Mike Pettine's got the same kind of rapport with the players. And for all intents and purposes, it looks like the players have bought into this new regime. And I like the direction. I like where it's going.
I do too. Thanks everybody for listening today. Tune in on Wednesday, where we will be doing our Philadelphia Eagles preview show. Thank you for tuning in, and go Pack go. Packers are 3-0.
It doesn't suck, does it? 3-0.
Correct, but the Bears do still suck. We'll hopefully see that tonight.
You bet.
Yep. All right. Well, anyways, take care, everybody. Go Pack go.
Go Pack.